If you've been listening to Jackie News for the last few months, you'll be aware that discussions are being held on the future of the Royal Parks Police. These are dedicated officers working within the Royal Parks Charity's 8 open spaces, and these include the 2,500-acre Richmond Park and its approximately 1,100-acre sister, Bushy Park. Each park is different, and the dedicated officers are often praised for knowing the intricacies of each, whether it be dealing with wildlife or everyday criminal activity. The Parks Police are part of the Metropolitan Police Service, and as Met Police Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley has already stated, the force is looking to plug a £450 million budget gap, and so it's inevitable that the topic of Royal Parks policing has come up. Gareth Roberts is Richmond Council's leader and the London Liberal Democrats spokesperson on police and crime, the environment and the budget process on the London Assembly. He's told me that axing the dedicated force would be a big mistake.
They play a daily role in keeping visitors safe, in making sure that the wildlife is kept safe, and preventing antisocial behaviour, ensuring that people are able to enjoy the park safely. They do an enormous amount of work for quite a small team. The saving, I'm given to understand, is quite modest from what we've been looking at. I mean, I don't have the exact figures, but it is only, I think there are about 10 officers that are part of the Richmond and Bushy Park Parks Police. And of course, people think that it's a nice to have. It's genuinely not a nice to have. It's an absolute essential. For example, some of the London central London parks, some of the issues which are dealt with are issues which you'd expect the police on a day-to-day basis to be dealing with. Sexual assaults, for example, are sometimes some of the things which they have to cover. So for a small, discreet service, which has got a really good understanding of their local patch, to lose them in its entirety would be quite a big step. I mean, just to give people an idea of, you know, what 3,600 acres is, the London Borough of Islington is roughly the same size as 3,600 acres, 14.5 square kilometres. It's essentially saying we're going to leave an entire borough unpoliced. And frankly, I didn't think that's acceptable.
Would the emphasis fall on the council, do you think, to step in if we did lose the Royal Parks Police?
Well, unfortunately, the local authorities have got no authority in the Royal Parks, other than from a planning perspective. They're also, the local Save Your Neighbourhood team simply are overstretched as it is. The idea that they could step in and take over the policing of the parks in the place of the Royal Parks Police just doesn't stack up. We're already seeing our understaffing in some of our wards teams being abstracted to go and take place to police demonstrations up in London, for example. We would effectively be handing over large chunks of the capital to people who've got bad intentions, because there's no way that our local, already hard-working wards teams could also look after the parks as well.
In December, Richmond Parks Lib Dem MP Sarah Olney launched a survey on the future of the Royal Parks Police. This is how many park users came to hear about the issue. She'd heard from hundreds of people within the first few weeks.
You know, I've had more than 600 responses so far, and people are very, very supportive of the Parks Police. And it is a really important role. The policing of those spaces is quite specialist. So I'm just anxious that the Met, or the people making decisions about future policing needs, don't underestimate what it takes to police the Royal Parks, and don't think that it's something that you can just be done with an expanded neighbourhood team. It needs specialist policing. No decisions have yet been made, but I'm just really, really concerned to make sure that the decision makers in the Met Police are aware that they are a specialist unit for a reason, and that they need to continue their work. Reassuring the public of their safety in a space like a very large nature reserve, which effectively is what Richmond Park is very, very different from the sort of policing of the streets that we normally see. And that's why it's important, I think, that, you know, the parks have got their dedicated officers.
A Met Police spokesperson has told Jackie News previously, "We've been clear on the financial challenges we face and continue to have productive discussions with the Mayor and Home Office to ensure we have the resources to police London effectively. As expected, we're carefully planning for any tough choices we may have to make to ensure we live within the means of our future budget. But no final decisions have been made." I'm Lucy Mayer, reporting for Radio Jackie.